Thank you, honorable members. Good morning and welcome. Good day. After the meeting, but I must be here for the people that are fighting the meeting and giving the speaking. I was saying welcome. I'm going to request that the presenter who has drafted the BRRR report do it very, very, very fast. You will see how to wade through the body of the report and then from there into the findings and from the findings into possible draft recommendations that could be looked into and classified or refined by the committee members. Now, committee members, I thank your indulgence. We don't have time. This report must be referred to the office of the chair of committee on our college today. He must be assured that we have adopted this report, this work has been done, and that the report will be today. Like all other reports, this is the last day before the minister delivers the MCPC. But let's get into the normal housekeeping matter. Are there apologies? Are there any apologies?
Thank you, Chair. I have two apologies, Chair. One from Honorable S. Mukhalapa, who is in Pretoria attending the study here, the committee workshop. And the other one is from Honorable S. Kalyan, she's opposite. And the other one is from Honorable H. Sope, who's not here in Parliament and is being substituted by the Honorable Member.
Thank you very much, and I most welcome, by the way, Paul Zahman for honor. Thank you very much. And I imagine that the apologies are noted.
Yes, sir.
You will note them there, and the reasons are given. Adoption of the agenda. There is only one item in the agenda. It is that members must consider and adopt the draft committee budget review 2016. BRRR 2016, honorable faculty. Now, I'm going to request the drafter, the secretary, and the CCP, now the content advisor, to help each other to present to yourself. I would be very happy if it could be done by 12:15.
Before that.
Or even
is
before.
Is the memorial service at 12?
Yeah. I would be very happy. If I was the secretary of parliament, I would give you bonus, but you know. I would have nothing. Over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson. The BRRR 2015-16 is meant to assess the performance of the department for the financial year 2015. So it's accordance with the financial management of Parliament, where committees actually assess whether the budget allocated in the year of reporting has been utilized in accordance with the objectives of the department. So, quickly going over it, Chairperson, it's the normal pages where the mandate of the committee and the purpose of BRRR will be mentioned, plus the core functions of the department that we are overseeing and the measurable objectives of that department, so that whatever information comes thereafter, it will correspond to the programs of the of the department. Then in terms of whether the committees are also requested to see, I mean, to assess whether there has been an alignment in the work of the department in the previous year to a national development plan and also to the state of the nation address of that particular reporting year. So in terms of foreign policy, there are narratives under SONA and also under the National Development Plan, which the committee is assessing the performance of the department again. Then in terms of the major highlights, 2.6, of what transpired in the past year, they have been listed there. It's activities across all the programs of the department. It's activities within SADC, activities within the AU, continental, and also activities in BRICS, and activities with partners in the South, and then activities with the multilateral forum, together with partners in the strategic countries of the North. So basically what the department has done is, as I mean, has as highlights for the past reporting year, seems to have covered all the objectives and also all their program. Then in terms of what was planned by the department during the past year is the Foreign Service Bill, which...
They think we should not sit among the officials.
Come to your right hand.
You'll never know.
I'm happy with you.
There was a such strike at some point in Europe. They want to focus on
you. Is that gifts, Chef?
Gifts?
Are those gifts for us?
Yes, me, what?
Okay, then the bill is before the committee and their processes, which the committee is engaging on, including soliciting comments and also intended study tour on the bill. Then when we go to chapter three, it's on the actual financial performance and non-financial performance of the department. In terms of its financial performance, what is key there is the fact that it exceeded its budget, overall budget, in the past year with an amount of 134 million. And that was due to foreign exchange fluctuations, as the honourable members will remember that this is a factor which affects the work of the community, I mean, the work of the department at all times. There were also some savings which the department also was able to do in the past year in terms of the hosting of FOCAC and the AU summit here at home. So there was no need for booking of flights and travel for officials. Everything was done within the borders of South Africa. Then we go to the programs themselves, which is 3.2. Under 3.2, the financial performance of the programs, I think I could only highlight the fact that the program 2 and program 5, program 2 is on international relations and program 5 on transfers, those were the cost drivers. Those programs actually exceeded their budget because they are implemented through foreign exchange payments in the missions abroad. So they were the main cost drivers. The other program performed within the budget that was allocated. Then when we go to unauthorized, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, the department had incidences of that, and what has been a challenge is that the department has not been seen to be taking steps to recover monies that were lost under you know, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Whereas with unauthorized expenditure, the challenge has been the department is very slow in terms of submitting motivation to National Treasury for deviation. Then when we go to new or proposed activities towards the end there, it's SAPA. SAPA is still in the pipeline, as we are aware that in the current annual plan of the department informed the committee that they will be tabling in 2016-17. There were governance.
Chairperson, are we following the report? Are we going through this report? Because I think we're getting to move around all the time and I struggle to follow because I've already got some queries here on page 11 that don't know the format of the guidance.
Yes, what we normally do, we allow the presenter, who is the content advisor of the committee, to tell us that I'm on page that, on that particular topic, on that program, etc., etc. Now, if you pick up things that you want to quiz, you note them. And then from there, we will get into what is even more important, well, not quite more important than the other. What should be our findings, because we must also make recommendations that go with the people's findings. But if we get into each and every page under each program, you need a lot of time to do that. So just note that, then you can raise your hand and say, and then you'll draw our attention to a specific subject, particular page, and say, this is what I'm asking about. So proceed,
Susie. Okay, Chairperson. I'm on page. I'm on page 13. Towards the end of the page, this is where I was talking about SAPA that is going to be tabled in 2016. What has delayed the presentation of that bill? We were informed by the department that it's because of governance issues, with which they were not in agreement with the National Treasury. Now, apparently, Cabinet has directed that both departments should sit and discuss this matter so that the SAPA can be established. Now, with the agency, we are on page 14 now. With agency services, the committee will remember that the department actually renders agency services to other departments in the mission. Missions that have sent or their officials stationed in the missions. We have officers from Home Affairs, from Science and Technology, Agriculture, Tourism, Military. So all those people, the department finds itself spending its own budget to cover operational costs of these other departments, and half the time the processes of reimbursing the department takes longer, and the department also is a bit slow in claiming those monies from the other departments. So even other than those departments which have people at the missions, there are departments including Parliament who owe the missions, because when delegations travel abroad, some of them are paid their SNPs or other expenses have to be paid by the embassies before their organizations can be able to do so, and this is monies which are outstanding, which remain outstanding in the financial books of the department. Then with the African Renaissance Fund, that is the fund which currently is the one which deals with all cooperation funding by the by South Africa. It's a foreign policy tool in terms of development and peacekeeping and other election, democratic governance and other aspects which the fund covers. So then when we go to non-financial service delivery performance of the department, which is 3.3 towards the end of 14, we will go straight to page 15, where we look at non-financial performance per program. Per program administration, I think what we need to highlight there is the fact that they seem to be slowly complying with stipulated requirements and legislation in terms of filling of positions and also paying service providers within 30 days. They still haven't had 100% performance yet, but there are processes towards that. So in terms of administration, it looks like most of the things which are reported on page 16 are some of the items which actually contribute towards their rendered audit, I mean qualified audit opinion. It's things which deal with the ICT governance, which deals with asset management, which deals with consular services, wellness programs, all the administrative elements of the department, which the committee will remember that some of them are the ones which are causing the qualified audit opinion. When we move to page 17, then we talk about program 2. Program 2, in terms of their performance, they will remember that this program is the core. It's actually dealing with the core function of the department in terms of it deals with bilateral relations with different countries of the world, and the relations with those countries of the world are meant to actually advance South Africa's national interest and also advance the agenda of the African agenda and the agenda of the South. So it's a very important sort of program, and all the activities which have happened are listed there. What happened in Southern Africa, East Africa, all the different regions that have been listed there. These are all the activities which took place in the previous year, and you'll realize that some of these activities are taken up by the president, because the president is the key role player in South African foreign policy, and some of them are taken up by the department through the minister and also deputy minister. What we could highlight is also the fact that on page 18, that's where we are. The areas of Middle East, Americas and Caribbean, they were also visited, and the committee will remember that under the Americas, an agreement on AFOA was discussed within the reporting period, and it was extended for a further period, and South Africa has gained a lot through that extension. Then when we go to the issues on Western Europe, which is page 20, Western Europe, the committee will be reminded that this is a key partner of South Africa, the countries of the EU, in terms of engaging with it so that the country is able to address domestic challenges. So there were activities which were held there, and also strategic partners within the BRICS, but who are also still in Europe, is Russia. There were visits to Russia, and also there was this happened during the BRICS summit, the sixth BRICS summit, which was held in Ufa in Ufa, Russia, where issues pertaining to cooperation in order to achieve the aspirations of Operation Pakistan were also discussed. Then Chairperson, quickly into Program 3, which is on page 21, international cooperation. This is where the department attended or participated into, in international meetings and conferences, which including the UN, where what the highlight during that, the one in, at the UN is the UN was celebrating 70th anniversary of its creation, and together with that, that is when the countries of the world adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, which in page 21, Ambassador Kingsley Mamabolo of South Africa ably led the developing countries under his chairship of the group of 77 plus China. He led the developing countries and influenced the outcome of the SDGs. Then when we go to 22 is the continental cooperation. This is where all the activities within the AU, but of significance there is that South Africa was able to influence the outcome that ASRIC's term be extended so that it allows for time for the formation and the readiness of Africa's standby force, which the meeting, the AU summit discovered that African standby force is ready, but however the challenge is still with funding, so it cannot be operationalized. Then when we go to page 23, South-South cooperation, this is where activities took place with the formations of the South, including the BRICS summit, and also activities which related to the agenda of the South to be advanced in many of those meetings. Then public diplomacy, we know that of significance there has been the public participation programs which the department embarked on in terms of disseminating South Africa's foreign policy to the general public in different provinces. Then Program 5, international transfers, this is where membership fees were paid on time, but however, as we remember, some of the, especially the AU and the UN and SADC, they were affected by foreign exchange fluctuations. And also with the AU, a new scale of assessment was agreed upon after the budget had been passed, allocated to the department. So that is still an issue within the department. Then we zoom straight to activities of the African Renaissance Fund. This the highlights under the African Renaissance Fund is that on page 25, some of the projects which the fund is allocating funds to were completed, especially the one on the Cuban Medical Brigade project, and the ones on rice, the rice project was also, you know, payments were made, and then where there were election observer missions were also funded by the fund. I think those were the highlights. Then when we go to number 4, which is the report of the AG, we can go straight to page 26, where the second paragraph I think covers it all, that there has been a noted regression from clean audit which the department received in 2009-10. Then it moved to unqualified audit opinion with finding on 2010-2011-12 and 2012-13. Then from there it went to qualified audit opinion for 3 years since 2013 to now. Then with the issues which caused this audit opinion this particular year is the same as last year, which is assets. The asset register in the department is not updated, or it's not according to what the AG would have wanted them to do. So there's also issue of them to take an audit of all the assets they have, and then in the process categorize those assets and then identify assets which are of a heritage nature. So that kind of thing still hasn't happened, and it has cost them another qualified audit opinion. Then there are issues which also the AG had raised there in terms of consequence management, and also issues of leadership being slow in terms of taking action against the wrongdoers. They've been listed there. I won't go through them, chapter 10. But then the committee noted that the investigations which happened during 2015-17 were completed, and that was the report that was given. Then on the findings of the AG on the African Renaissance Fund, it has found that it has an unqualified audit opinion, and it seems to be complying with the requirements and the pre, what is required under PFMA and all other items. So far, it seems to be doing good. Then I think Chetterson will go straight to the findings by the committee. So I don't know how you want me to go with this one, because I think maybe this is where the members will have comments.
Well, I would, with the guidance of the members, I would say that you can speak to the client.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be faster. If these were the findings of the minutes of the members anyway, and then they can check if they want to find it. That's going to be faster.
Okay.
Just say on one, it deals with this, on two, it deals with this, on five.
Okay. Number one, Chairperson, it deals with the sentiments which were expressed by the committee in terms of the overall service delivery performance of the department, which was regarded as good and commendable. Then, and the committee also acknowledged the fact that the budget is continuously being affected by foreign exchange fluctuations. Number two,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, proceed.
Okay.
Proceed.
Number two.
Proceed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the just noting of the qualified audit opinion for the third year run for the department. Number three is for the ARF and unqualified audit opinion. Number four, it's on the items where the Auditor General has identified where those areas which have caused the qualified audit opinion are. Number five is on the incurred unauthorized expenditure, which the department is facing. Number six is the leadership management, where there is a slow response to things which the AG recommended in the previous years and currently. And then number seven is the cost drivers, which were mentioned, which affect the department. And number eight, the structure. The department has actually operationalized the new structure and is working now. Number nine is the audit and risk management committees, which ought to be the first line of defense. And you know, the committee noted that those ones also do have some challenges. And then number 10, the TFTA, the Tripartite Free Area, launching in Egypt in 2050, where South Africa participated. Number 11 is the coordination by South Africa on the activities of Group of 77 plus China towards the SDGs and the able leadership of Ambassador Kim Simamabo. 12 is on SMS, which is the senior management of the department not signing performance agreements. 13, a sizable number of officials are leaving the department. And then the issues around the Office of the Operations, Chief Operations Office, to say the department still has a challenge because they are diplomats, they are not really keen towards administrative issues. So what the Chief of the Operations Office is doing currently. Number 15 is with risk management. The committee observes that it has issues with capacity. 16 is the assets and what needs to be done with the heritage assets in terms of auditing them first and then categorizing them. 17, general asset management efficiencies other than that one of heritage, but the general asset management, which affect all the 126 missions plus headquarters. And then 18 is the fact that the committee would need to meet with audit and risk management quarterly. 19, recurring challenges with financial misstatements by the department, which has, skills audit has been recommended for the financial branch of the department. ICT infrastructure is still outdated and rendering security risk to the information handled by the department. Property maintenance activities are still left with individual missions to carry out, but the department does not have verification visas to actually verify whether those plans have been implemented. 22 is on the MOUs I was talking about between the department and other departments which have people as a mission. So far it's only the Department of Home Affairs which has funds, so the rest haven't reviewed. 23 is on consequence management, where wrongdoers are not subjected to requisite disciplinary measures. 24, SATPA, committee is noting that it will be coming in 1670. 25, that investigations into those allegations were completed. And then 26, South Africa has been re-elected to the African Union Peace and Security Council for the next 2 years. And then research capacity in the department, which is what the committee has been talking about, as a tool for early warning on policy changes and trends. And then 28, the issue of the minister not attending committee meeting. I think I'm done on the findings.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Dineo. There you are, members. What is left is the recommendation. When you have made a particular finding for the department,
mm-hmm.
you then also make a recommendation as to what you think should be done to address, so largely, but not all of them, the recommendations must not be too many, but also they must be pointed and focused on the main areas of weaknesses, financial or otherwise, that we think that in this particular feature must be attended to by the department, and the parliament must, when they make that resolution, when they adopt this report, must become the resolution of the parliament. But just before I take since now we're going to present the recommendations. Or I'll speak to them first. They are. Where are the drafts? That's why I was asking you whether everybody is covered. Now the draft recommendations are with you. You will speak to them. But I just want to say that speaking for myself, I really want to thank the team, the drafters of the report, for what I think, what I think is actually a good report in terms of the language, in terms of the detail, the details it has captured, including the issues, including the issues that we actually picked up when we had a discussion with the department up to this far. Members will remember that there was a meeting that could not sit with the department, and that at that particular time we would have had adequate time for preparation. And if you look at the fact that we were sitting last week and by today we have some food was helping that. And to that extent, I think I want to thank the mayor and the committee secretary of Avalo. I did give an impression of the rest of the weekend. Whatever was happening back there, this is what we asked from them. So, members, there you are. For you now to say your say and critique the report and propose improvements where possible. Now, for that too, I requested that it be done by 4 past 12. I have an interview at 4 past 12. Okay, now let's move to the hands. Honorable Bachmann, just the one, Mr. Brock.
don't change.
Barat Rahman?
Are you noting the hands or you just... I can go.
Well, your hand was first up. Khatel, is yours up?
Yeah.
Rapute, is your hand up?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, in that order. So far we have four speakers. Well, Honorable Khatel Mbombana, thank you very much.
Thanks, Shah. I'm a bit concerned if we're commending the departments. And nowhere in our recommendations does it... I mean, there's quite a lot of recommendations for a PRRR report. So somewhere along the line, I'd be very concerned that we are commending the departments on their financial statements. I don't know how we've noted in a recommendation or if we could change the conclusion. But when you've got a qualified report for the third term running, you've got 350 million rand that still needs to be ratified in terms of wasteful expenditure. This committee is going to be very careful how it places itself next to both the departments and in its committee. Now, under recommendation 4, in terms of best practices, I think something has to be made. We made the point last week about the ambassador that's from Singapore, and I think somewhere along the line, we have to almost do like a re-audit of our personnel, and it was a recommendation last week that we find a diplomatic way of doing it without upsetting the apple cart. I don't know what the wording would be, but that we would seek to I don't want to say investigate, I want to use a lesser word that doesn't create mass hysteria, but that we'd find a way to relook at the qualifications of all our ambassadors, or all our top staff at least, just to make sure that we don't have another embarrassing international incident. Then with point 6, in terms of liaising with SARB and the National Treasury, currency fluctuation, I've said it before, is also caused by political turmoil. Now, it's all very well for us to, you know, it's all very well for us to withdraw from the RTC and, you know, make some of the votes we do at the UN. But the truth is that we're playing it on an international stage. So somewhere along the line, that decision that gets taken must be done in a responsible way, or it must be done in some type of a consultative way where we can mitigate the risk of currency fluctuation, because the last currency fluctuation happened as possibly something that could have been controlled a little bit better. Now, to put that into wording, I think we have to find a way in which international relations networks with the other committees a bit better. So I don't know if it's a minister meets with a cluster of other ministers to discuss. So be it on the finance side, be it on Department of Trade and Industry, that the key committees
sorry,
are out there.
Point of order.
That man is out of order. We are talking about the report here. Can we speak about the report, not about his other generalization? Speak about the recommendations and about the report. We don't want about the report that was brought before us. It never spoke about the Singapore, whatever. Let's speak about what it was presented before us. Please check.
Yes. No, your order is not sustained. and I'm going to explain, and I'll also use this opportunity to talk to the members of Honorable Bachmann. Honorable Bachmann is actually talking to the member of our party. For instance, he says that in his view, he thinks that we are praising the department even on matters of finance. Now we'll come back and express our own opinion there, because I don't think it's wholly right. And if I were to go in at this particular point on that one, in fact, we have made a finding and a recommendation that politically the department is doing well, general. But inside the department, particularly the internal controls on finances, is not right. Now you will find that finding and that recommendation. The second thing, the issue of the ambassador of Singapore, and that perhaps we can make an audit of. You are absolutely right. We have said so last week. The only thing is that is for the report for next year. That will be 16 and 17. Now, it can't go to the report of 15 and 16, unfortunately. In any other. And the issues about currency fluctuation, it is also true. But it does depend on what is happening in a country. Now, it's not just South Africa, in each and every country, but also the rand-dollar relationship every year, as you know, about rentals, about paying the RRP. But if you want us to insert what you are saying about political decisions without explaining what you mean by that, then it means next year, this time of the year, you have to say what you are saying and we'll engage you. And if we agree with you, it will be part of the report. If we don't agree, it will be something else. But to draw what is happening now into the old report, it's not going to work. But I was just saying, your input is sustained there. Proceed.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. What I did in the beginning was I did make mention that I have said all of this before last year. The example is obviously different because we didn't know about the Singapore ambassador. And in terms of the currency fluctuation, I did say it again last year, and again we saw the risk this year. So it's almost as if the committee was covered by mentioning it last year. We saw the risk being mitigated this year. What I'm looking for is a way in which we can put it into our recommendations, that we're mindful that all actions have a reaction and all reactions have a consequence. So I'm not sure, I'm looking for the committee for guidance on that, that they would do, whilst living in the past, I understand that, I'm with you on that and I appreciate that. I'm looking for guidance on how we, last time it was a suggestion, now we saw the risk. Now how do we put it that it's not a suggestion anymore, now it's that it's our recommendation, that we ensure that there's diplomatic responsibility taken to guard as much against currency fluctuation where we can and political risk as possible. So it's not a generalization. It's exactly as you see it. It's we're talking to this report, and anyone who's read this report and the recommendations would know that I'm talking to this report. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. What I'll move for is that all these recommendations which are there, from 1 to 9, are derived from the findings which are there in the body politic of the report. So I recommend that we take these findings, these recommendations, as the recommendations of the PC. But on recommendation 5 and 6, we must be specific who must deal with that. Ne? I think that it must be Derco, because it definitely cannot be us. Ne? We can never liaise with the Reserve Bank and then Reserve Bank and the Auditor General's office. Must be specific. Derco must liaise with the office. Must put Derco before in 5 and 6. Now, must liaise with the office of the Audit and Treasurer regarding it. And then 6, again, Derco must liaise with the South African Reserve Bank. I think we have to take that one. On the issue of the ambassadors, and then I think what we said in the meeting last week is that we need a process of rebating. That's what we said, that was the planned way, you know, what we put forward. But we know very well that even as we speak now, there's a deadlock in vetting. So I don't think that this committee can make such a recommendation, because you know that the space is already cluttered. Yeah. So we cannot make such a recommendation. But I think that that debate can be taken when the minister comes in. Yeah. Because we have to engage with her. And then how is she going to deal with this issue of the ambassadors who are misrepresenting the police of the country, who are misrepresenting their qualifications for that matter? Yeah. The last year we dealt with the issue of misrepresentation of qualifications by the ambassadors. Yeah. So I think that we have to
call to those who are doctors.
pseudo doctors. Pseudo doctors. Exactly, precisely that. And then we cannot have the minister has to explain some other time what value a cabin attendant can add value in the foreign policy. I know that the cabin attendants tend to go all over the world, but they really, I think they move from one country to the other country. What value is it going to add in this? So I think that that one must be taking, I think that before we rise, we must ensure that the minister come in, we engage thoroughly, we go to town around those issues. But it cannot go through the recommendation, because basically when we put them in the recommendation, we'll be instructing the executive, but I think that we can have a good way of engaging with that. We should be better off. So I say that let's take all these recommendations, 1 to 9, and then on 5 and 6, put their quote as a precedent, and then I think that would be fine, because they speak to everything, the issue of financial management. Look at number 1, number 2, number 3. They deal precisely with what is causing the audit opinions, is there. So we're very diplomatic. We say, no, yes, when coming to financial statements, guys are bad, but we put it in a nice way. Retrain the people, get that and that. I think I'll be fine with that, Chair.
Thank you very much. Now, you have made definite recommendations.
Yeah,
one is that these recommendations with the amendment you have effected, that you adopt them. Two is that the issues that Honorable Bergman and some of them here, including the findings, be raised with the minister when she comes here before Parliament rises. Now, in the letter you directed me to write to the minister, I said exactly that we have issues that we want to deal with you and not anyone else. And please give us the date, because I didn't put the date. I said, you give us the date at the minister's earliest convenience before Parliament arises. Then what members can do when they prepare for that meeting, when once we've got the date, you can then come back to this so that you can say, Minister, things are good here, things are bad here. Then the next one,
I would like to second the submission of Honorable Khadir.
You are not in the lineup. Chair, I don't want to waste any time. The whip have already said what we interrogated and even what we have said last week in this meeting, and with the findings that we have pick them up and use the recommendation, Chair, as amended. So I think don't see. And then the jungle, the law of the jungle, they are the ones who are making the fluctuation of the rain. I think.
Thank you very much. Honorable Paulson. Can you speak to the law of the jungle?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for taking us through the report. Chairperson, my first question is, there's a couple of things that I use. Number one, the qualified audit for 3 years in a row, and we don't know if it's occurring issues that are causing the audit, or if it's new issues that are coming up. That's the one. The other thing is, we've made some recommendations. We have quite a number of them. And I tried to tie the recommendations to the issues that were raised in the report as to what issues are going to address, because we don't need to do things unless it's raising or addressing particular issues. The other thing is, there is, for example, money that is supposed to come from other departments, like science and technology, for work done by international relations departments. We also need to, I think, look at
those amounts exactly how much is coming from all departments actually presented there? Because one of the things is that should there be shortfalls for work done to for other departments within the highlight here, so that we don't allow this department to be abused by other departments. We can then show favorable reports, in terms of income and expenditure and that was money. So maybe also highlight departments where work was done for us, by us on their behalf, and how much is recovery. Basically that is just chairperson. As far as the recommendations go, because I've only once before attended this committee, and I'm not in the position to say that those recommendations will actually meet the challenges of the department. I mean, I would have to go and interrogate this report a little bit more to know whether those draft recommendations actually tie up with the problems highlighted in the report. And you can't just go and prevent or recommend if you're not going to do it. I'm not in a position to say whether that does any problems in this. But like I said, two major things is the department of Irish money, and also the audit issues are new issues, recurring issues for 2 years.
You will be responded.
Only let me start with the recommendation. I would agree with number five. I just want to make some observation that number eight has been there in the past. And I'm not sure whether it was there, and I'm not sure what happened. It was there in the last recommendation. And to Parliament, I will down the last sentence. At least once a year, I would say twice a year, not once a year, because I don't think once a year is enough. For example, a lot of missions who may have to go to the east, and you may have to go to the west, you may have to go to the south and so on. In fact, I always like to say that if you make a big bite, put it here like a Jacob, and then you can start eating, having taken the bite. Because if now we say at least four times a year, and they say, no, that's too much, then they'll bring down to two. If you say one, they say, that's okay. So I think we need to make it bigger, make a big bite there. It doesn't harm us to make a big bite. So then they look at their mind, and if we say three times, we go through the east, west, and south, or whatever. We put in a bigger name instead of, I recommend three quarters, and then people will say, so that you can go down. Otherwise, I accept that particular recommendation. But when it comes to the findings, I have three problems. I think there is a repetition of the thing of the finances. I wish they could be they were in one paragraph or two at least, so that there should be some consistency. If you read all this, you come to two. The government has received a qualified opinion for the third year, right?
What recommendation? Number?
Number two. From two is a recommendation.
Or found it.
Yeah. Two is a recommendation.
Finding.
Which one do you want to find out about the
finding number two.
Yeah, I'm saying finding number. I'm just saying this. It seems slightly the way it is put in words. The department. We are talking about overall 70 level of the department. Very, very good. In other words, we say good. Then we say
Number two, just having talked nicely about the department, we now talk about it has received qualified opinion for the tertiary body. We are not zooming into because of these areas, 1, 2, 3, you know, if that could be added, just slightly, or we make it in one paragraph as the, or when we talk about the qualified and recommended on that, in other words, make number 2 and 4 as one paragraph, to which, because it goes to detail as to that, not stand alone, or just asking 2 should go to 4, and combine with 4 and come with the because it goes to detail. Can I be protected?
Yeah, you are protected on our own line.
Thank you very
much. I'm sorry that I was a bit late on that.
And also 4 and 5 combined, and because they almost talk about a similar thing into as 1, 2, 3 qualified because of A, B, C, and D as one. In other words, 2, 4, and 5 to be combined into one and provide it so that we don't have various things in there. I want to come to number 11. Also on the findings. I am not happy with the fact that we come on and specify a particular ambassador. It may not go very well with other ambassadors who are doing a very good job. I think that we need not to ask the able leadership of Ambassador Kim Jimoh Polo. It's good, but not to say so may mean others are not doing that well. We don't have to say that. That's my
No. Can I just correct that one? The ambassadors of South Africa, we have ambassadors of South Africa to countries. This, in this case, Kingsley Mamabolo was a chair of G77. And G77 is not a country, it's an institution. And when South Africa was given the chairship, then the person who was doing the Assembly of South Africa was Kingsley Mamabolo. Now you remember, these people retain their titles. They remain ambassadors. Even when they are CEO somewhere, they are still called ambassadors. Now, this observation is what South Africa said about his work over the period that he was in the church.
So I'm not disputing that. All I am saying is that if you pick in, having said that the department is unveiled, then you pick on individual or specific.
But that's regarding G77. Not the country.
I am talking about the activities of the department, which include G77. I'm saying that to pick a particular person who could say, for example, oh, the minister has done very well. We didn't even talk about that. I'm just making an example. We say, okay, so-and-so also did very well. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying that why do we have to put in a particular person? I don't know the reason why specifically, and what will be the consequences of that when other people read the report, because it's going to be a public report. Now, if this is a committee's working years, and you pick on Mpumlwa, hey, he has done very well in that committee by doing that, you know, even if it's a specific thing, now I think that it may, in a way, to other people. You know, and I'm not saying they're going to kill him, but, you know, it's not necessarily for me. That's my opinion. I mean, I don't say it's wrong. Lastly, I'm a person who always believes in fact hearing the other side before we take a conclusion. I'm not sure it's absolutely necessary. Put number 28. We are still going to see the minister and we are going to ask why he did not come. What were you thinking? We are not happy with this.
What page is that?
31. Now, I am saying that this is a public service. Once something is coming in the form of a decision of the court, without having asked the person, Bumulana, why did you do this? It's okay, you have killed somebody. But you have said you have killed somebody. Why did you do it? Then Bumulana says, I killed him because of this self-defense or something like that. Then a decision is taken by the arbitrator and say, this is the truth. All I'm saying is that it is absolutely necessary that we make this finding without having consent. I know that the reason is because you are not there. And that's why we made that. But can't we not put it in as it is? It's toned down. It's nice, but it's telling the truth. But the question I'm asking seriously, can't it be removed? And only a finding like that after we have met the minister. But then we are in a position to know. We have accepted the apology of history, but we have not yet heard about other days that he has not been coming. So what are we saying? We're only talking about the apology of this particular. We're not talking about general. So it's just a question of the principle of how the here the other side. Yeah.
Are you done, Baron?
Yes, I am.
Honorable Dudley.
I put two comments regarding the findings, if I do that first and then go to the recommendations. On that finding number 11, the G77, it was expressed very strongly that there was a huge response globally in terms of the work done by that ambassador. So I would see it being sitting well there. On 28, there are three words that I think we could remove, just the words and the essence there. If we remove the word continuous, it still puts across the fact that we were concerned about absence. We take out the word outmost, because it's a principle wrong word, but and also disquiet and, so that it reads, the committee expressed its deep disappointment, and I think that would be added. So taking out continuous, taking out outmost, and taking out disquiet and. It still is there, it's important, but it doesn't over-dramatize it. And then on recommendations, just the two first paragraphs that are on our page 32, I would say we could use those two and just start with in order to further assist the department, because they are actually captured in the at the beginning of the findings. Does that make sense? So on page 32, our last page here.
Yes.
Yeah. Those first two paragraphs are actually set previously within the findings. So we can actually start from here in order to further. So I'm suggesting possibly look at removing those two because they are in the other section.
Don't expand him. She's just requesting if you react, and then we'll hear that.
Yeah.
And then on the recommendation 8, if we exchange the word conduct for prioritize, so we will be saying prioritize an investment on the first section of the And then just the collecting of money, I also didn't pick up that we covered that in the recommendations. So I think if we could think about a wording around the collecting of money, that came up in a couple of places that we were falling short. And then there was just something which may come into that conversation with the minister rather than here, but Is there not something like forecasts about foreign exchange evaluators? Should we not be getting forecasts that can tell the department what the fluctuations are likely to be so that when people are budgeting, that we are taking that into consideration? So not talking about taking into the risk assessment in terms of political decisions, but what's the risk assessment in terms of where global finances are going, and what do we need to know about budgeting more than
So there are two members that have not spoken, that's Rapute and Kenya. That's Maila and Kenya. Others want to come. No, I want to hear the two members first, if they have anything, because there are areas that must be responded to here.
No.
Are you fine?
I think I'm fine, Chair.
Because people want to come here.
With the recommendation made by Honorable Khadebe on the recommendation.
No, Imani. You can't open a meeting in my meeting.
But then on the issue of Ambassador Mamadou, I thought having it as part of the document would rather actually encourage hard work rather than the other way around.
Are you done?
Yes.
I'm okay. Done. Okay, I'm the only one who has not made an input to the report, except when I was saying I'm happy with what has been presented to us by way of the draft report, and thanks very much to the members for the refinement of the report. I want to second the recommendations by Hadel that we accept the draft recommendations put before us, and then with the amendments that have been effected, the amendments that have been effected to the findings as well as to the recommendations. Now, I think he was saying that the other things could be taken up with the minister. When the minister comes here, we say, "Minister, this is what we say about the department, where there are weaknesses and other shortcomings." Now, on the comment made by Honorable Paulson on whether the audit opinion of the Auditor General, is it a new thing, is it a recurring thing? It is actually recurring. In page 26 of the report, you would have seen that due to the kind of sluggish management of the finances in the department, they are receiving from a clean audit in 2009 and 10 to a qualified, they've just been receiving. So we have seen it coming. Now, secondly, we had a meeting with the Risk Management Committee, which is external, as well as the Audit Committee. and they said the major weakness of the department is security and finance. Thirdly, in the department itself, the people that are deployed there, they are inadequate, but even those that are there lack appropriate skills. That's why there is this finding, there is, and then there is that
recommendation.
So generally, the political management, how we network with our is fine. Now in this area, it means there must be capacity. And lastly, the Auditor General says I give you qualified report in the following areas. And then he says asset management, that and that and that and that and that. Now if you look at number four, then you'll see what exactly the Auditor General is talking about. But also on page 22. Now, when we meet the minister, we must say, the Auditor General actually told you the things that must happen, not once, but over the years. And then we'll hear what the minister is saying. And then on what the Honorable Mpumlwana was saying, well, I want to hear the members what they are saying about number 28. But members must remember that it is their decision. It is their decision that we said, because the minister didn't come the whole year, we will put it into the chair. That was number one. That's why it is here. Secondly, the chair was directed to write a letter to the minister to raise this concern about not coming to committee meeting, which I did. And the chair was also directed to write to the chief whip of the majority, which I did. What I have done, the letter that has gone to the chief whip is attached to this letter of the minister. And the letter that has gone to the minister is actually attached to the chief, given to the chief whip. So I didn't want them to meet and say that they don't know what I am or the committee is raising about them. What I have not done, after getting some advice, I have not written, as directed by the committee, I have not written to the leader of government business, which is the deputy president. Because the minister must first come here, and then if she does not improve, then we'll take it up with the leader of government. The reason is simple. It's because after speaking to the minister and after speaking to the chief whip is in parliament, but the deputy president is a member of the executive. It's actually part of the political principles of the minister. Now, I thought that must be the last resort. But also to clarify, Honorable Mpumlwana, that when the committee said, let's write a letter, let the minister come, it was in response to the letter that we have written in February, that there are a set of non-delegable responsibility, which we communicated to the minister. We said, if it comes to the annual report, if it comes to budget of the department, if it comes to foreign service bill or whatever bill, white paper and all of those things, those you don't delegate to the deputy principal, I mean deputy minister. Now she received that letter. When I wrote the letter last time, when we postponed, I actually attached that letter. I said, last time, when we said we will not meet without you, on the annual report for the beautiful art, this is the letter that we wrote to. No, she is aware of that. And when she phoned me on a Tuesday that she was not going to come because of the heads of mission conference plus cabinet, which was going to be out there around 2 o'clock, she apologized. She said she's not ignoring the committee and she thinks that we are right. We are right in saying that she has not come, not been coming. I said, minister, first thing in writing, and which it came last week in writing, and then I said, we want to discuss issues with you. And she agreed with that. Now, I have said that orally to the minister, and the department was here last week. I don't know what we are going to say about ourselves. Say the chair must write the letters and we have done all of this. Now remove this.
Can I also?
No, wait. Now, you see, also to separate continuous absence from the committee and the apology for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You see, here we have said we have accepted the apology for that day for the reasons advanced. And what are the reasons? Cabinet, because it was on the 19th, and the head of mission. Now it was our decision that she must come on that day. In other committees, for instance, just one example, water and sanitation, the minister didn't come, same day as ourselves. They postponed. They said not if the minister is not here. But they took it to Sunday, Thursday, so that the minister had no excuse, and the minister was there. So we're not the only committee that has taken this. But just to go back to something about our way, you see, colleagues, enforcing oversight, and I'm using the word enforcing without fear or favor, oversight and accountability, whether it's political or financial, is in the interest of the executive as well as in the interest of parliament and in the interest of the people of South Africa. But it is also in the interest of the incumbent. And speaking for myself, I have been in the executive for 12 years in 5 different departments. When you go to the committee, they tell you what your officials are doing. Because they're not saying to you, the department is not the minister, it's not an MEC, it's not the presidency or the president. It's the things that are happening in the institution. They say, you see here, these are the things that we see. And the incumbent then is alerted to that. And so I would not, to use just the word that was not used here, a rather too much sweetheart approach, even on things that are glaring, would not be assessing our own colleagues, who first before their minister, their members of parliament. We will create a serious trust deficit in the nation if we think parliament cannot say certain things. On the issue of Mama Wool, speaking for myself, but now seconding what my law saying, I think it is correct if it stands out, because it was referring to a specific period of time under the chairship of South Africa represented by Mama Wool. And this is what the deputy minister was saying, that, you know, all the countries were full of praise for South Africa, and the very fact that he was quite pointed in ensuring that things that benefit all of the member states of G77, particularly countries of the South, be done. So I thought lifting it up in this way benefits, but let's hear the member. Katebe, you were the first to want to come back.
Before you come, can I just alternate the conversation?
Okay.
No, only request that sentence number two deals with including failure to answer questions or a reply. Is now referring to Parliament, and then you remove it.
No.
Talk about the committee or the attendance of the committee. When you talk about answering questions in Parliament, but the oral reply is on Parliament.
No,
I'm just saying I'm altering my
yes.
With the alterations of honorable justice and put that on.
Yeah. Again, but they are going to come back. But again, I must clarify. I have raised that the matter with the minister, not one, and I've raised the matter with the deputy minister. That when you remember, we ask questions when it is the time for a sometimes for the class, social class. Members are asking questions. Now, the minister for almost a year. The questions have been answered by the deputy minister and not by the
by
her. And this is a sore point for us, and it is written in the letter to the minister. Now, and because when we postponed, we had to tell the chair of committees on our colleague that we didn't sit today, we'll sit next week, because you must tell the committee. and it's in the speaker's office, like, as I was checked. Among other things, it was this one that, you know, your minister doesn't, my minister was saying, your minister is not answering questions. I said, no, but I will be raising this matter with him. I'm talking about the house chair. So we mustn't think it is hidden. And she's not the only one. So, and verbally, it has been raised with her. So to put it here, I know we want to die, maybe the ink is dry. She will feel bad, but probably she has to feel bad. In her own interest.
Okay. Honorable Chairperson, you had requested that you must get off here by 4:15. And then we're having a memorial service. I think that we didn't have a chance to go to Eastern Cape for the funeral. So that, just as a matter of respect, we have to go and go to that.
That chair, 12.
That's why I was 12. No, Chair, I think that this report is good, Chair. Let's adopt it as I proposed initially with the recommendation. That part of DERCO, that part of DERCO must be omitted in 5 and 6, because if you look at, because when you look at the recommendation, that's the activities of the minister, it is not us, so then it's covered. And then on that issue, Ellen, to Honorable Dudley, I think that preface of the recommendation must remain there, because usually when you go to a report, report of this nature, you go straight to the recommendations. There's no one who have time to go, unless it's a researcher, go time to. So I think that background is fine. It does not hurt anyone. I think it must be there, and then let's have those recommendations, and then it'll be fine, Chair. I propose closure after that.
No, there must be a proposal of adoption and a seconder of the report.
Yeah.
Well, the report must be 80 feet.
Yeah.
The Honorable Brown?
I propose that it be adopted with the alterations that as recommended by Colleague Kadir, which means that alteration which I had earlier, which is 2, 4, and 5. I'm talking about the recommendation that it should be 4 times people. I say with the recommendation of a change
of that
corporate with the recommendations which I made on the parliament.
Just say with recommendations.
Chair, we've obviously got to get our caucus approval, so we as always reserve our rights on the thing.
I just think the focus of international relations is very wrong. So, we'll never support the report from the department. There is serious conflict in this world, and we're actually choosing the wrong side of the doing nothing to diffuse situations where there is conflict. And where we get involved, like in the Central African Republic, we are actually the problem.
They're
trying to explain why they are there. JR is there, so, they just don't want to come to the house and say, the EFA supported these things.
Okay, it's fine. That's
fine. Well, we'll support the recommendation, but like that word prioritize.
Instead of conduct, priority.
Okay. Now, I saw your hand up when I was talking about adoption, and I thought you wanted to talk about the way forward.
No, sir. I wanted to confirm before we deliver the agenda that on the issue of findings, you combine 2.5 with 2 and 4.
Alright, no.
Mm-mm.
No,
those were clarified, not with elements.
No, what you can do there, you can take F as number 2, and then let the department in the flow is after that. Let the department be number 3, 4, 5,
correct.
And then it will flow properly.
Yeah.
Take RF number 2 and then 3 up to 5 the department.
Mm. Now, just finish the report. I don't know how much time I must give you, because the first port of call from now on is to the office of the committee chair and AATC. So it doesn't
go.
Yeah, just those things. Just say to me now, this thing is finished. Then you run it the way it must. Honourable members, thank you very much for your contribution. The meeting is
adjourned. The
as the workshop say.
How are you, Madagascar? Oh, Madagascar.